Oxymoron, a wealthy spiritual leader. Some leaders in the church justify accumulating wealth from others' tithings. Was Jesus wealthy? Did he seek wealth and justify it, or promote a lifestyle of wealth and excess? Any excessively wealthy Christian leader is not a true example or interpreter of the real message that Jesus came to deliver. When an individual takes a vow of poverty, he or she chooses to renounce personal, worldly possessions and rely on communal sharing of resources. I don't expect all Christian leaders to take a vow of poverty or to live lives of suffering and go without by living in poverty. At the same time, they absolutely should not obtain excessive personal wealth by collecting and using tithings, justifying this behavior by asserting that God wants them to live abundantly. That is disgraceful in a world where so many people are suffering and being neglected while their basic needs are unmet. I do believe it would make Jesus angry and sad to witness this kind of hypocrisy. Excessive wealth building and lavish lifestyles by church leaders who collect tithings are not something that Jesus would approve of. They are not examples of the Christianity we need in this world. All this is not to say that accumulating wealth is bad if it is acquired in business, only that it is unacceptable if it is acquired through religious contributions and tithings because it breaks a trust with the givers, since the money is not spent for its announced purposes.